Haynes ended the year on a dramatic note. The assembly fired borough manager Bill Seward in a 4-2 vote. The manager had been on the job 6 months. Assemblyman Tom Morfitt was one of the members who voted to terminate the contract.
It's the highest paid job we have. It reflects us to the community, it reflects us to the staff, it reflects us to the community outside Haynes. I don't think that we can have standards high enough for this position.
Seward wasn't the only new high-level employee who started work in the borough this year. Haynes also has a new police chief and school superintendent. Heath Scott moved from a job in Washington, D.C. Protective Services Division to the Haynes Police Department in July.
I understand that living in a small community, people take great pride in not locking their doors, and they take great pride in leaving their keys in their car. I don't want to chip away at that pride in any way.
The Haynes School District's new leader, Tony Habra, acknowledged that his entrance was preceded by a few years of turnover.
There's been 4 superintendents in 4 years. Where we're going, what we're doing, we need to take a breath.
One of the most hotly debated topics in Haynes this year was the small boat harbor expansion project. The harbor became a central issue in the local borough assembly election. It was an unusually crowded field of candidates, 6 people for 2 open seats. Ultimately, Heather Lundy and Tom Morfitt prevailed. Soon after being sworn in, Morfitt proposed a special advisory vote on the harbor expansion.
I propose this vote because I think it can make things clean, and I think it can make things right, and I think it can bring a little justice to this whole process.
When the assembly gathered to vote on Morfitt's proposal, the audience was filled with commercial fishermen who supported the expansion. Stuart DeWitt was one of them.
It feels like, as a fisherman, that I'm getting slapped in the face, and I have so much invested in this community, and It really bums me out, man.
Morfitt's proposal failed after Mayor Jan Hill broke a 3-3 tie vote. One of the most momentous events of the summer was the grand opening of the Chilkat Kwan Heritage Center in Klukwan. The Chilkat Indian Village labored on the project for years. Klukwan residents like Jones Hotch Jr. said it finally provides a safe home for the famed Whale House, Rain Screen, and House Posts that represent great achievements in Northwest Coast art.
What I've told other people is that's our birth certificate, tells us where we're from.
Another local tribe saw its own victory in July. That's when a U.S. Court of Appeals sided with the Chilkoot Indian Association and other tribes in a lawsuit over the right of Alaska Natives to put their land into federal trust. Chilkoot Tribal Administrator Harriet Brulette said her tribe has so little land remaining that the victory was as important symbolically as it was practically.
What this will do is give us some sovereign authority over our own land so that we can make decisions just like any other tribe in the lower 48 does about how we use our land.
Alaska Governor Bill Walker had previously visited Haynes to talk to the Chilkoot tribe about lands into trust concerns. He visited Haynes again this October to hear from residents about the controversial Juneau Access Project. Walker said he was close to making a decision about the road, but he didn't get any more specific than that.
And so I've taken a little more time, and I don't apologize for that because I think the best decision is made, the best time to make a decision was when you received all the input.
Another controversial issue that rose to the surface this year is a special water protection nomination for the Chilkat River. The Chilkat Indian Village nominated the water body as an outstanding national resource water, also referred to as a Tier 3 protection. While some applauded the tribe's effort to ensure the river's future, others saw it as placing an undue restriction on development and other activities along the river. Here's resident Gary Hess.
The economics of this town does not depend just on fish.
The Chilkat River nomination is in limbo because the Alaska legislature hasn't decided on a process to review and decide on Tier 3 applications. In the meantime, Hess and others worry about the implications the water protection could have for a possible mine at Constantine Metal Resources' Palmer Project site north of Haines. The mineral exploration operation was given the green light to expand in August. The Federal Bureau of Land Management approved Constantine's request to build road and other infrastructure that would provide better access to more drilling sites. Community manager Liz Cornejo explained.
There's a lot of activity going on in that area of the mountain, and it makes sense now to reestablish access to that area to better service those activities.
In April, a University of Alaska Southeast professor was mauled by a bear near Mount Emmerich. Forrest Wagner was leading a group of students in a mountaineering trip when he ran into a brown bear sow with at least one cub. Alaska Department of Fish and Game biologist Stephanie Sell talked to Wagner about what happened after he recovered from his injuries.
It was likely the sow was defending a cub from Mr. Wagner, who she perceived as a threat. You know, he was just in the wrong place at the wrong time.
In early July, a mammoth landslide rocked Glacier Bay. A geophysicist from New York said it was the largest recorded slide anywhere in the world. Pilot Paul Swanstrom was the first to notice the slide. KHNS's Jillian Rogers and John DeRosa flew with Swanstrom to revisit the incredible area.
How is that possible?
How is it possible that those rocks move that far?
The extreme ski and snowboard competition known as the Freeride World Tour touched down in Haines for the second year in a row in March. Athletes from around the world said competing in the Haines Mountains is a dream come true. Ava Volkner is an Austrian skier.
I don't know if people from Haines, if they know how famous their village is. You know, all over the world, skier and snowboarder, it's probably the most famous place in the world.
A local Haines athlete made headlines this year. Track runner Natapone Ice Wongyat was likely the first transgender student to compete at a statewide high school athletic competition.
Everybody can talk everything back to you, but just ignore that. Sometimes it's so hard to do that, you know, but it's going to be cool and really good when in the future of your life.
And finally, one of the most mysterious and bizarre stories of the year, green bears.
So I pulled over to see what was going on, and people said there's some very strange bears over there.
Haines photographer Tom Ganner spotted a group of brown bears feeding on salmon on the Chilkoot River one September day. But the bears weren't just brown. Their heads were covered in what looked like green paint. All biologists could do was speculate. And that's it for the top stories of 2016. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.